This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven at the hour, Wednesday, the 18th of September. How about them apples? Already the 18th of the month. Nice weather around the country, have you noticed? Other than a few storms here and there.
A hurricane. I mean, you know.
Hurricane, yeah, down in Texas. But the rest of the country is in pretty good shape. So, and we are as well here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, fabulous. Victoria Keelan, fabulous. Kara Schillen, fabulous. And the Dougster is not doing too badly either as we move into another hour of conversation, political polling going on. The Democrats are, according to the Democrats, better than the Republicans. That's the first poll.
Nine out of ten agree. Nine out of ten Democrats agree. Yeah, there's right. there's a new poll out from NBC and the Wall Street Journal, and this one's significant. You know, there's polling all the time, but this one's significant because right. It's the first one after the Democratic debate last week. So, finds out that former Vice President Joe Biden, still the front runner. He's still hanging in there. He leads the field, continuing to lead the field. But Elizabeth Warren is the big story. She has risen to hold second place all on her own. She was tied with Bernie Sanders for second place for a while. Now she's surged out ahead. So not a lot of change for Joe Biden. The big change was for Elizabeth Warren, who picked up a couple of points since the last debate. This was a poll that was done by phone, September 13th through 16th. The margin of error is a big one, 4.36 percentage points, so up or down almost 5 points, showed Biden with a 31% lead over the other candidates. Warren has 25%. That's significant for her. The poll has her up 7 points since early July.
Can you see her as a vice presidential candidate?
No.
And it's really
the way I like to watch these debates because obviously unless something significant changes, I'm not going to vote for any of these guys. I'm going to vote for Trump. But I watch to see where the factions are forming, to see who could be the matchups if there is a candidate. And I believe that it's probably going to be a Warren Buttigieg ticket because Buttigieg hits Biden very hard and seems to be warming up to Warren. I don't think he's ready to be the candidate himself. So I would see that could be a potential matchup. Bernie Sanders is in third place with 14% of the vote. Mayor Pete's got 7%. And Kamala Harris, who is really high up there in the polls, now at 5%. The story for Andrew Yang is a big one. He is right behind Kamala Harris at 4%, followed by Klobuchar with 2%, Cory Booker at 2%, and the rest at 1% or less. In California, which is going to be an early voting state for the very first time, Andrew Yang is actually polling above Kamala Harris, who is the senator of California. So the fact that he is actually performing better in California is pretty significant.
Every time he's in a debate, he really stands out. So I'm not surprised. And he's got a Silicon Valley background. So I'm not surprised that he's doing that well in California. I think he's kind of intrigued a lot of people around the country. And Elizabeth Warren, I agree with some of her policies, but she's not my favorite. But she drew a massive crowd in New York City earlier this week. So I was surprised at how big the crowd was in Washington Square Park. So, she's got over a year still. So, she could still be building and, lots could change for sure.
A couple of suits today. The NRA suing San Francisco. The city called a group a domestic terrorist organization. Board of Supervisors approving a resolution that says the NRA promotes gun ownership and incites gun owners to acts of violence. So how's that going to play in
it's ridiculous.
The rest of the...
It's ridiculous. It's symbolic. It's already been challenged. NRA is suing again. This is a group of people on the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco that have a major homeless problem. They have a major life and death situation on the streets of San Francisco, of Oakland, of the entire Bay Area. And instead, they're going to try to designate the NRA as a terrorist group. Give me a break. I take huge issue with that because they said that they're training terrorists. I've been through NRA training. I think everybody who owns a gun should, because it actually teaches you responsibility and how to actually use your firearm.
I don't agree with them at all. Yeah, they're nuts. So another suit, the United States filed a lawsuit against Edward Snowden yesterday with the introduction of his new book. He says it, the government says it violates, he violates the non-disclosure agreements that he signed, like he's going to worry about that over in Russia. But I thought it was interesting that the Justice Department wants the money. They're trying to get the money. Will they be successful? Can they snatch the dough that comes out of selling
if
this
book? If they can get him, they'll win.
To him?
Because clearly, he's violated the NDA.
Yeah, but can they, is it legal for them to grab his money? He's not been tried. He's not in this country. So how can they legally snatch up his money?
Well,
What's the justification?
To violate your NDA. There's multiple things going on here. They want to go after him for the criminal charges of revealing the information and putting lives at risk and all of that stuff. But just on a very basic level, this is something that anyone could go after, you or me or anybody who takes part in a contract. If you violate your NDA, there is a total amount of legal recourse that can take your money, that can get a hold of your assets if you screw it up.
But doesn't he have to be present to be tried? Doesn't he have to face some sort of legal justice before they can grab his money? Or have we gotten to that point in our country where we can just grab people's money?
Don't we freeze the assets of terrorists around the world, and they're not in front of us?
Yeah, but he's not a terrorist.
Well, no, but maybe they're classifying him as that. You know, I don't know. Did you guys see his interview on Monday? It was kind of interesting. The CBS interview. He basically is willing to come back to the States if he could be guaranteed a fair trial. But he said he feels like it wouldn't be a public trial, it wouldn't be with a jury, and it would be like a, you know, military tribunal that no one would ever hear from him again. And I kind of don't blame him. His quote was interesting. He said, "It's not hard to make the argument that I broke the law with the document dump that he did." But he said his argument is that the government has not been able to show that he harmed national security. So they haven't been able to prove that. They can prove that he broke the law, but they can't prove anything beyond that. It'd be interesting if it went to a jury trial, for sure.
Quickly, yesterday was Election Day. My local community had 10% of the people who were eligible to vote show up to vote in primaries in various precincts. I wasn't thrilled with the results of it, frankly. But I'm looking around at things that were held, elections. Wasn't the situation in North Carolina, where a couple of Republicans won? Wasn't that yesterday?
Yeah. No, it was last two.
Remember last week we talked about the Battle of the Dans?
I just am thinking that all the elections were ready, so I just Googled elections. Yeah, I do remember that we talked about
it. I think that was a special election in North Carolina, right?
It was. One was an accusation of voter fraud, and the other one was a retirement, and Republicans won both seats.
All right. Kiss that goodbye. Meanwhile, the General Motors strike continues. We'll tell you what is going to happen to striking workers after a few words, including the answer to the question that I'm being asked now after I've been talking about a product called Curalin for a couple of weeks, and people say, what is it? Curalin is an effective supplement that helps type 2 diabetes. If you're a diabetic and you have the problem, you want to lower and stabilize your blood sugar levels, and that's what Curalin does. It's an all-natural product containing lots of powerful balancing ingredients. And so as we understand that one out of every three of us, imagine this number, the stat here staggering, one of every three of us is either type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. It's a phenomenal dietary supplement. Curalin addresses the issue. There's no negative impact. All these 10 things are great for you individually and collectively. It works fast, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. Curalin, just plain old fabulous. It's not your fault if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels. You owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Get the natural support you need at Curalin.net. For a limited time, I've arranged for $20 to be taken off your first bottle of Curalin. Visit Curalin.net, use the promo code DJV, and get $20 off your first bottle at Curalin.net. $20 off the coupon, off the price with the coupon code DJV. Tens of thousands of you have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to be in control of your blood sugar. It's Curalin.net, $20 off with the promo code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so, Victoria, what do you think of General Motors yanking health care for the striking workers? There are like 50 facilities with 1,000 or so people on each of these plants on strike. So the UAW's got to now dip into their strike fund to provide health care for all these workers. I'd say it would be a way to get people back to the table. But under the circumstances,
yeah,
if they're on strike...
You pay your union dues, you know.
Yeah.
I've been a member of, you know, SAG-AFTRA, and so, you know, you pay your union dues, and for moments like that, I'm just unclear how GM can actually pull health care for current employees, because these are not people who have quit or have been fired. So I'm just kind of wondering how legally they can do that.
I don't know. They must have looked it up and checked it out and... I figure that they can.
I'm sure there's some bylaw or something.
Yeah, right. Cokie Roberts passing away at the age of 75. She had complications from breast cancer. She was somebody that was usually on both sides of the aisle pretty well thought of as.
She was old school journalist.
Yeah, old school. Yeah. Actually got the story.
Right. She was very, very good.
What a concept. It's 21 after the hour here on the Conceptually Fabulous DJV program. Mm.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so the reason I let that go for as long as I did is because it immediately grabbed me, this song. Immediately grabbed me. Mandy Moore, singer and actress, back to her music career. She's got a new single, and this is it, When I Wasn't Watching. I'd say this was a pretty strong... I'm not a judge anymore, though. Certainly, Victoria, you and Kara are much better judges of what will work. But from my perspective, this would be a pop song that I'd like to
listen to. Yeah, I don't know if I would just hear this on, like, a top 40 station. I'm not sure where it would play.
It's adult contemporary,
yeah,
for sure, though.
But
yeah.
It definitely sounds very autobiographical of her life with Ryan Adams. And
Tell us a little more about that.
Well, I mean, she just got recently married to another guy, but she was married to him for years, and she had been kind of a teen pop singer and had a couple albums, and then she just kind of disappeared. And I guess the entire time they were married, he was very, very controlling and verbally abusive. And, I mean, you heard one of the first lines in the song was, what was it that she, like, forgot or left behind her favorite part of herself, like... So I think that's probably referring to him, is that she wasn't who she wanted to be anymore. And
yeah.
So it's kind of cool that now she's remarried and on This Is Us and successful, that she's able to have a singing career again.
Which one is she on This
Is
Us?
As a person.
She's the mom on the show.
Oh, okay.
So she has she's young in some parts, and then they have the makeup to make her look older.
Yeah, right, okay. Anyway, this is a good pop song. I like it, frankly. Like it. Next up, for Musically, here on the DJV program, Victoria, Kara, and I playing for you something from She and Him. Actually, She and Him is Zoe Deschanel and M. Ward getting back together, getting into the holiday spirit, if you will. The two are going to hit the road in December for a very she and him Christmas party, it's called. 7-day tour starting Wednesday the 4th of December at the Met in Philadelphia, then going to Washington and Brooklyn and Oakland, coming back to Los Angeles. And they're going to feature Patton Oswalt. That's an interesting... He's not a singer.
No, he'll do stand-up. He'll probably open for them, yeah.
Yeah, really. The tour follows their trio of Christmas-themed dates last year, featuring music from the band's two holiday albums, A Very She and Him Christmas and Christmas Party. I remember a little of it. I can't tell you that I'm an expert on either one of them or their music. Tickets
for
the dates.
Her voice is really good, though. She's got, like, kind of this, like... Well, you can listen to it. She's got a really
Is she
cool
better
voice.
Known as a singer rather than an actress?
No.
Do you think?
This is a side project. Most people probably don't even know that she does sing, except we saw her sing in the movie Elf with, Will Ferrell, and her voice was incredible, and people thought, oh, wow, you should sing, and she's like, yeah, I already do.
So anyway, if you want to plan ahead, go to the website sheandhim.com, and you can see where they're playing Philadelphia, Washington, the dates. From the 4th of December to the 14th of December. Kind of like a fun thing. I think I'm a little bit, I'm despondent a little bit today because of some local political realities, but I'm also not happy to be talking about Christmas. As much as we seem to be. So anyway, that's the story. Nice music. It's great to get into Christmas. That's for sure. The Christmas music anyway. 28 after the hour on the DJB program.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
In the know, I'm Rich Rosario. Generation Z believes bullying is the biggest issue of their time, according to new data. A survey of American youth ages 6 to 17, commissioned by the Boy Scouts of America, found that bullying ranked as a top concern for young people on a community, national, and global level. That's why the Boy Scouts of America has been actively working to equip kids with the tools they need to counteract bullying. All Scouts participate in anti-bullying training and learn to live by the Scout Law, a foundational element of Scouting with 12 guiding characteristics that include being helpful, trustworthy, and kind. And it's having real impact. A 2015 study by Tufts University found that children involved in Cub Scouts were significantly more kind and helpful than non-Scouts. Scouting provides the nation's foremost youth program of character development and values-based leadership training, which helps young people to be prepared for life. To learn more about Scouting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is reportedly hoping to help end the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, which is entering its third day. The Trump administration is reportedly trying to get GM to reopen a plant in Ohio that the company closed in March. That could help the president's 2020 reelection bid in Michigan and Ohio, two states critical to his 2016 victory. The U.S. Senate's top Republican says he is still awaiting guidance from President Trump about gun safety legislation. Senator Mitch McConnell saying Trump has indicated he will not sign the House-passed bill on universal background checks.
What I would like to know is what he thinks would make some progress and he would sign.
For now, McConnell says the Senate's in a holding pattern when it comes to gun legislation. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Today's DJV program, today being Wednesday, the 18th of September. My voice belongs to me, and I am Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn moved on. Victoria Keelan is here, moving and grooving.
She didn't leave us to the
happy hunting ground or whatever it is. No, she did not. She left us because she has to go to her next job. Kara Schilling has one job and one job only, and that's to make us sound good. And she does a fabulous job of that. Yeah, in spite of some of the ridiculous realities of technology. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, things going on around the world. Let's go to Israel first, shall we, Victoria, and find out how Benny, what do they call him? Not Benny. What's the nickname?
Bibi?
Right.
Or
Bibi, yeah. That's it, right. Bibi Netanyahu has done or hasn't done. Apparently he's a little short
Yeah. It's an unprecedented repeat general election in Israel. And the reason for that is, even though Netanyahu won the election, he was unable to secure the majority seats in parliament. So that actually, the way that their system works, if you don't have a parliamentary majority, then you have to go back and do another general election. And that's exactly where he is right now. And apparently the race is too close to call, and actual counting is underway, like counting the actual physical ballots is underway right now. Now, Netanyahu is Israel's longest-serving prime minister. He is running up against Benny Gantz, who is the former military chief. And so polls are basically just showing this really like neck and neck. Netanyahu is far right wing, and Benny Gantz's party is the centrist blue and white party. And so now the thing that's bad news for Netanyahu, if he loses this election, it does allow him to be vulnerable to being charged with corruption, which has been that there are rumors his wife has already been charged. Yeah. Yeah, his wife was already charged, and she was found guilty of corruption, money laundering, or, you know, money stuff, government, using government funds for personal stuff. There are a lot of allegations against Netanyahu, but if he loses this, then I guess they probably have something similar to what we have, where you can't indict a sitting president.
Yeah.
It's probably similar. So he's pretty desperate to win this election. And then, you know, we'll see where it goes. But he definitely, there's a lot of smoke and potentially a lot of fire there with his corruption stuff. And you probably know this better than, because you've got a lot of friends in Israel. So
yeah.
You probably, the friends that I have, they're not directly from Israel. Their parents are, and they have, you know, close ties there. They're not fans of Netanyahu at all. I don't know how the country's majority feels, but certainly, my
I think they've had enough.
Are not, yeah,
I think it's like they've had enough of him. And I see that going. I see this voter, what do they call it? This weariness, they're tired, they're, but there's another word for it.
Voter fatigue or something
fatigue.
Like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Voter fatigue. You see it there, you see it here. I feel it after my local election here in Framingham yesterday, the primary election. 1,300 of 13,000 registered voters came out to solve a problem that appears, well, it could go either way. And I will tell you, if it goes the way that I don't want it to go, I see wholesale changes in the way this community and many other, you look at the country and how it's changed. You look at the world and how it's changed. There are some people who think the solution to dealing with the problems in the electorate is moving the voting age down. Should the voting age be lowered? I'm looking at a senior from one of the high schools around here, gone to the State House. There are a lot of youngsters who have become very active, and it's good because they want to see how the legislature works. They went as part of a class in high school, hearing how the money is spent and that sort of thing. They took the tour and they felt like they needed to be more involved. And so one of the suggestions that came from the students, and this has become a statewide discussion, as to whether or not the voting age should be lowered so that high schoolers can vote. What do you think of that
idea? I think if you're a senior in high school, I think that's actually the time where, and you see a lot of the kids now who are out in different rallies. And I think if you're a senior in high school, I think that that's a very involved age. That's at the time where you really think you can make a difference before everyone gets jaded.
Did you, when you were in high school, at that
absolutely.
Age, a senior in high school?
I was very active politically.
Yeah.
Half of my year I was 18.
So this is why it's good training in a manner of speaking. If you have a certain maturity about you, you know, remember we can all think of the people who were leaders in high school, the most popular this and the president of the student council and the best football, all of that stuff. But when it gets right down to it, in high school and in college, maybe even you learn it all through school, that those who are leaders need to be solving problems, not creating them. And I think you can see that by example. You hopefully can see it by example in some of these younger people who are in office, although I think some of them that get a lot of attention, like AOC, create more problems than they fix. But there's an activity here, and I think it's a good one. Although going back to my own local election here, I'm I don't want to hold the thought. That's probably how I argue against the reality of what I see here, is that it could go either way. And if it does, I don't know that I'd want to live. If it goes the way I don't think it should go, I don't know that I want to stay here. Frankly, it's that serious. And I think a lot of people, you hear, remember when was Alec Baldwin said, if Trump gets elected, I'm moving. No, it was Bush. If Bush gets elected, I'm moving to Canada. Well, Bush was elected and Alec's still here. So anyway, I find it, everybody's looking for answers. And maybe having younger voters is part of the answer. Don't know, but certainly
well, we
need to be thinking about it. Anyway, get people involved.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I never really watched Jimmy Kimmel's show just because we're up so early and it's on really late. But I saw a clip on Instagram of, the other day. He did an interview with Sean Penn. And I always think of Sean Penn as kind of like a little bit out there. But he's actually super intelligent. It's the first time
I've... smart. Yeah,
he really is. And I was actually really intrigued by him. And he was talking about like the world in general, because he does a lot of traveling with his charities and things like that. And so he just said the world is just facing a crisis of a lack of leadership.
Leadership. That's right. Look,
I know, and you've been saying that. And he said that the work that he's done with, you know, with like Generation Z, which would be like college kids and you know, probably like up, I think, forget where millennials end and where Gen Z starts, but our college kids are Gen Z. And he said that he has been on a lot of different campuses. He has two kids who are of that age as well. And he said he's just really impressed by how politically active and aware that generation is. And he said it gives him a lot of hope for the future, because he said there's just a complete vacuum when it comes to leadership.
Well, that's because
and I think going back, circling back to Netanyahu, I think that young people in Israel are probably seeing that as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. They're very well. They're much better educated in Israel than we are here, though. The average high schooler is the equivalent of a college graduate here in Israel. It's just, and many actually in Europe in general.
Yeah.
Not in the Middle East, but in Israel is the exception in the Middle East, because they don't educate. The Muslim countries don't really have much. They don't have an educational system per se. Iran does.
Iran is very about education.
Right. Speaking of Iran, the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Makalunga, has ruled out, I'm not going to have any negotiations with the U.S. No talks. I've said it, and therefore that's what is. Unless the U.S. apologizes and rejoins the nuclear deal. Good luck on that one, Charlie. The Ayatollah's remarks came amid some speculation that the president and the president of Iran would sit down for a meeting, but the Ayatollah said no. What a big baby he is. God.
What does he say? He says that the U.S. needs to apologize. I think that's his quote, right?
Fat chance of that,
good
pal.
Luck, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
There's something at 44 past the hour we can sink our teeth into. In a matter of speaking, maybe you've been sinking your teeth into too many things of late and you need to go on a diet. If you are in the mood for a diet, in the mood for cleaning up your act, I'm going to send you to Calitren's website, Calotren, calitren.com. You can see there all kinds of links to questions that are asked by people, who's on it, what are they saying, how has their success rate been. This is an all-natural approach, the healthiest approach in America for weight loss, because not only does it address the problem with a natural solution, but because of its success and the way the program works, you not only lose the weight, but you keep it off. That's the beauty of this. Plus the fact the main ingredient is collagen, which is the number one protein your body needs to help you create energy and muscle and pushing the fat out, thus losing the weight. It's a great system. Easy. You take it every night, 4 capsules before you go to bed, and then it works. But you got to stay on the program. Be smart about what you eat. Get some exercise. All that good stuff. Taking collagen with Calitren amazingly helps to stimulate your body to produce more collagen, so you lose more weight. And there are lots of other nutrients in Calitren. It's just smart. So let's go to Calitren.com, Calotren. Special deal. Big sale right now. Use the DJV code. You get a lot of product for the money, and you get free shipping as well. So let's get on it. Let's be successful. Let's feel good about our body and the success we have on the weight loss program. Calitrin, calitrin.com. Use the DJB code. Get a lot of money back, a lot of money to your credit, and free shipping as well. Lose that weight and keep it off with Calitrin.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Here's the short answer about how often your kids should lather up their locks.
Shampoo should be every other time or every time that you get into the bath or shower.
Pediatric dermatologist Dr. Dawn Davis says you can fine-tune this suggestion by considering your child's hair type, age, and his or her activity level. The American Academy of Dermatology recommends more shampooing when your child's hair or scalp appears oily and when children get older and become more active. The exception to these rules is for some children of color.
Patients who are of African descent tend to have coarser, drier, and more brittle and fragile hair than non-African patients.
Dr. Davis says too much shampooing can damage hair. In this case, she recommends shampooing once every 7 to 10 days and simply rinsing with water when necessary. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, the body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, what else do we got from around the world here? Tensions high in Hong Kong, Victoria. The public
situation,
dialogue.
Wow.
What a mess. Oof. And it's interesting because the Chinese don't know what they don't know what to do because they can't go in and shoot everybody, which is what they'd like to do, but they can't get away with it. Maybe tantamount to war. You know, the rest of the world wouldn't sit by at all and watch. The rest of the world won't sit by and watch that kind of stuff going on anymore. That's why all the noise, even though they haven't done anything with the prince, the crown prince that knocked off Khashoggi, world public opinion on Saudi Arabia has gone right down the tube, if it was anywhere to begin with. But the whole business, the Chinese government, the world knows what the Chinese are all about. But now, you know, they're getting a lot of hooch, a lot of... They're getting, because they can, because they have a lot of cash, they can influence a lot of thinking, and they can push people around. But they can't do that in Hong Kong. They can't get away with it. So how do you think this is going to work? The public dialogue program, the Chinese leaders aren't going to listen to this. So who are they talking to? I guess that's the question.
I think that they're just trying to placate the protesters. So they're going to try to listen to the public and do nothing about it. I'm sure that's right. I mean, I'm sure that's right. Exactly what's going to happen.
Sounds like out of a playbook, an American playbook. They took it right out of a page of Americana.
Right.
All right. The UN General Assembly having the first summit on sustainable development. This is going to be interesting. The General Assembly opens up this week, and then they have all the leaders from around the world come. It was the first week of October, I think, right? So what is the definition?
Aren't they there now? I think it's they're there now.
Isn't this
Friday the climate change walkout that the New York City schools?
Yeah, that's right, too. Yeah,
yeah, I think it is this week.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, lasts until the end of September. You're right. I just looked it up. All right, food for thought as usual, 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
And spooky, they're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a spree-em, the Addams Family.
Sweet! Addams Family with two D's. I think they, you know what they should have done, Chuck, or is spell it with two M's as well. The Addams Family, yeah. I think that, what do you think that would... Would that add to the excitement around the Addams Family, the show? Was there? There's never been a movie, though, about the Addams Family.
Yeah, no, there has been. There was a movie about it. No, there were two movies, yeah.
Angelica Houston was...
Oh, right!
Yeah, and Raul Julia.
Yeah, okay.
Christina Ricci. Yeah, I like the second one. I like better than the first one, but they were well-made films. But anyway, reason we play that theme, September 17th, Doug, 1964, this day in TV history, the Addams Family TV show premiered on ABC, ran for two seasons, 64 episodes total. I remember watching repeats when I was a kid. It had a cult following based on a New Yorker comic strip by Charles Addams. Very inventive, very unique. And they're going to do an animated animated movie, which comes out, I think, in October. Charlize Theron will play Morticia Addams in the, in the voice. Yeah.
All right. So you're expecting, you have high hopes for that, do you?
It looks cute.
I think it'll do well. Actually, you know, the same year Addams Family ran on TV, the Munsters also came out on NBC.
Oh, yeah, right. What was that guy's name, the short guy, who was the old man? That was his weird character actor.
Uncle Fester?
Uncle Fester, that's it. How'd you know that?
Because I love the Addams Family.
Really? Uncle Fester?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Chuck, you can do better than this. What else do you have for movie news?
Dan Aykroyd, both Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson confirmed they will be part of Ghostbusters 3, joining some of the old cast, including Sigourney Weaver and Annie Potts. Evidently, Bill Murray, no confirmation on Bill Murray's involvement in Ghostbusters 3, but boy, oh boy, if he's not involved, that's going to anger.
Why is he such a stick in the mud?
I don't know, but he evidently very much is. Paul Rudd actually is going to be the star of Ghostbusters 3. And, you know, a friend was telling me, listen to this, we talk about the movie conventions all the time. He's going to be doing the New York City Comic Con this weekend, probably because he's contractually obligated because he plays Ant-Man in the Marvel Universe. Guess how much an autograph with Paul Rudd will cost you?
$100.
$200.
$200?
$200.
That's usury. Does Brad Pitt sign autographs?
I don't believe. No, I think some of these Marvel stars are now contractually obligated to do it. But the average, give you an example, like Robert Englund, who played Freddy Krueger, he makes a fortune doing shows.
Yeah.
He probably gets $100 an autograph.
Yeah.
And, he makes a literal fortune. Norman Reedus, who plays the character Daryl in The Walking Dead, he does very, very well at these conventions. A lot of people, you know, who did one or two films 30 years ago can make a very nice living at some of these conventions. But privately, outside of the convention circuit, like a guy like Sylvester Stallone signs his name privately and makes, from what I heard, like maybe $400 or $500 an autograph. Gene Hackman actually last year in Los Angeles did a private show, and people were paying like $400 an autograph from him.
I paid $400 just to see where he's been. Like, where has he been? He's totally disappeared.
His last movie was Welcome to Moosepool with Ray Romano. That had to be like well over 15 years ago.
He's in his mid late 80s now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
What do you think about Brad?
Good.
No, you go ahead. It's your show.
Speaking of Sylvester Stallone, Rambo Last Blood, Doug, which opens Thursday night, tracking at over a $25 million opening weekend. That would be the biggest Rambo opening in the 30-year-plus history.
It's very
of the
violent,
franchise.
Though.
It's I have zero good. Interest, but yeah, every guy I know has already bought tickets.
I don't. I'm a guy so you know, and up. I haven't, and I won't.
Okay, well, sorry.
I quite like Sylvester Stallone, but not no. Brad Pitt movie opens this weekend, too. No, that movie.
Ad Astra, yeah.
Yeah. He's doing a lot of interviews talking about Angelina Jolie and his religion and things like that. Do these promotional things really help open up a movie with just the visibility?
I don't know, but I didn't need to know when Linda Hamilton did press for the new Terminator movie that she's been celibate for the last 15
years. Yeah, that was weird,
I didn't,
right?
Did I need to know that?
Really? No one needs to know that.
Yeah, we'll see that.
Not really.
She was married to Cameron. I wonder if she's celibate after that. All right, Chucker, fine job as usual. It's 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.